If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And, Joe, going along with what we were just talking about, these vaccines, the World Health Organization, you know, what a name for it, World Health Organization, coming down the home stretch with invasive testing and vaccine requirements for tourists and others traveling legally across the borders. The United Nations World Health Organization is secretly negotiating a set of amendments to the international health regulations that would impose invasive testing, vaccination, and quarantine regimen on international travelers. Ongoing negotiations on these amendments were kept secret for more than a year until California researcher and journalist James Rogoski uncovered the latest draft version of the amendments in February. In a recent interview, Rogoski said that these amendments to the international health regulations are not so much an attack on national sovereignty as they are a dangerous, dangerous expression of national sovereignty. Most nations, including the U.S., already claim through various laws to have these invasive powers over their own citizens. What the IHR amendments are about is giving nations the same testing and quarantine powers over foreign nationals who legally enter as a tourist or a business traveler or for any other purpose. And so we know it was coming, don't we, Joe?
We got some pretty good ideas about what's coming down the pike, that's for sure.
I'll tell you one of them, okay. Here, FBI whistleblowers say the Bureau needs to be abolished. Joe, when I hear, you know, Chris Wray out there, as he was saying today, look, we're outnumbered 50 to 1. We can't stop it. The Chinese are everywhere. Chris Wray pretending that, you know, the FBI is just outnumbered, can't do their job. That's not the case, is it? We were sold down. Chris Wray and his FBI has sold us down the drain, the American people. And, you know, we were telling people about this for a long time. And Joe here, let me just read to you. Remember those fellows that gave testimony before the Congress? Two FBI agents who had their security clearances suspended after speaking to Congress about how law enforcement went after pro-lifers and concerned parents. Now they warn the FBI has adopted a Marxist culture, and they call and has called for its abolition. Well, we knew that a long time ago. This is something new. This Marxist
is not
culture.
New news, yes.
We saw that going
quite a while back.
Right, with Obama, when Obama got in, it started heading towards Marxism, communism. The type of recruiting events they have adopted this Marxist culture to permanently change our institutions, like the FBI. Garrett O'Boyle, an FBI agent who House Republicans hailed as a whistleblower, said Tuesday at an oversight project at the Heritage Foundation, "Remember, the FBI are the people with the guns and badges who will come after you." O'Boyle was referring to the FBI decision to publicly champion identity politics. Celebrations such as Arab American Heritage Month, and to use race as a factor in hiring.
Right. The other one is Stephen Friend, is the other whistleblower.
Yeah, I remember Friend. He was bold. He really spoke up, and it cost him dearly. It did cost him his job, his home, and everything.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, he was both of them. What they did was they put him on a suspension without pay, but they wouldn't revoke their security clearance, so they couldn't get a job. They couldn't work somewhere else. They weren't fired. They kept them in limbo and were trying to financially break them. This is how they cheat, how the horrible power. But these two whistleblowers, you got to remember, Ray's coming out with all this, oh, it's so bad. But he knew a lot of this stuff many, many years when he first got in there. They knew that we were having an invasion in the border. They knew we had all these, gotaways and people were sneaking in. So they've noticed, but what did they spend their time? They were going after people protesting at school board meetings. They were going after Roman Catholic pro-lifers. They've been going after conservatives. They have been spending their time, energy, and agents on political garbage that has nothing to do with their job of protecting about crime and violence. And now he's warning that, oh, we've got all these terrorists and gangs and Chinese hackers inside of America, and they're going to be attacking us from within. Well, where was this warning years ago when it first started, when we could actually do something to stop the flow, to follow some of these people and use the power of your agency and the agents you had to do something? But now that it's overwhelming and out of control, he's just almost like, okay, we're overwhelmed and we're going to be having problems. So he's announcing to the world that we're going to be attacked, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. But you see, remember, Joe, see, that's the whole point. It's like the, throwing the frog in the hot water, They're telling you, they're preparing you. Remember what Bill Gates said, as long as it's planned, the people won't react. If you can get people to agree to just about anything, like the COVID shot, as long as it's planned, okay? As long as it's planned. So here,
in this case, as long as they've been warning us there's a danger coming, then when it comes, it won't be such a big deal. If we just had a big terror attack, 3 months ago before all the warnings, people might be shocked. But now after, past several months of Ray being out there warning about the Chinese and about the dangers, there's not going to be such a big bad reaction when it happens, right?
Remember, going all the way back to before the 2016 election, we were telling people, that what will eventually happen, they will tell you, and especially since 2019, we've been really hitting it hard, that telling people that they're going to tell you, look, we cannot win a war with China. We can't. We can't win a war with Russia. So the best thing we could do is negotiate the best surrender we can possibly negotiate. Biden has brought in millions. He's brought in millions of Chinese nationals here on America Today. Joe Biden, the high treason, the high treasonous, and all of these organizations like the FBI, the CIA have been weaponized against us now, and now they're using lawfare against us too. And so the idea is what?
It against Donald Trump. They're going to use it against everybody else that's for him, supports him, or thinks like him.
Absolutely. That's the plan.
And also, Biden's doing the same thing to Netanyahu as he's trying to do to America. He's going to force them to do a ceasefire. He's going to force them to stop this, what they're doing, trying to destroy Hamas. He wants to end that because he wants a two-state solution, which means never-ending war. The conflict continues forever because you can never have two nations sitting side by side where one wants to destroy completely the other. It's not going to work. So he's destroying them like he's trying to destroy us.
Well, you're right, but remember,
same, right?
Remember what happened on October. Remember what happened on October 7th when Hamas invaded Israel, when the Gaza. I told people on that day, because Biden was out on the news, remember, that we will stand with our allies. And I says, listen, he will betray them.
He will betray them. Well, think about this. was writing a few things down. This Democrat Party, going way back, what? They were the party of slavery, right?
Yep.
The Civil War, the secession from the Union, the party of the KKK. They were the party of Jim Crow. They were the party of Dred Scott, the Missouri Compromise, the Kansas-Nebraska Act, the church burnings. They started the welfare system, the income tax, the Federal Reserve. They're the First World War. They did Prohibition, the Vietnam War, you know, where we had all the boat people coming in. And then in the more modern, the defeat in Afghanistan. They did some things with the World War II, allowing the enslavement of Europe, the Cuban Missile failure, Castro keeping the betrayal there at the Bay of Pigs, the destruction of the legal system here in America with lawfare, the spread of sexual degeneracy all through our nation. They started really the race hatred in America, the division of the people, hatred, you know, one group against another. They're responsible for the spread of HIV, Waco, Ruby Ridge, gun control, strengthening China, throwing God out of the classroom, then out of the public. And now we've got critical race theory, the 1619 Project, drag queen story hours, and on and on and on. They were the party of the Antichrist from the way back when, and they're just following that path all the way to hell, aren't they?
Well, they are, and if God's word, the Bible, calls it a sin, they embrace it.
Yeah,
they embrace
right
it.
Right here, I'm sure I missed quite a few things, but
when you talk about reprobate, a reprobate mind, a mind, you say, well, why in the world would they do this? Look, why do they want to destroy America when they live here too? They're sick. They have a criminal insanity type of thing. This is liberalism.
No, they're followers of Satan. What is he?
Right.
The great deluder, the great deceiver. What does it say? The God of this world has blinded the eyes of men so they can't see the glorious light of the gospel, can't see the truth. I was thinking what Galatians in chapter 6, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall reap the flesh, shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting.
Well,
we
look,
see the difference of the two parties. One
yeah.
is trying for everlasting life.
Look at the number one issue that they're running on, and it's child killing.
Child killing, murder.
And I was listening.
Some blood.
I was listening to the news and Spectrum One, and the woman on there that was talking about abortion, because here that the bill with Arizona. Here, and what the court did there, they did the right thing for the very wrong reasons. And we know what that was all about. But here, she didn't even have the decency, just no decency, no feelings at all for the unborn. And they only kept referring to it as the procedure, you know, the killing the baby, the decapitating the baby, as a procedure, instead of saying what it really is, it's killing. See, these people, that's why when we talk about media whores in there are no journalists out there at NBC, ABC, CBS, Spectrum One. There are no journalists left.
NPR.
NPR.
The NPR guys this last week tell the truth on NPR.
Yeah, he came out and said it.
And we pay for that.
Yeah, I know that. Okay.
Oh, that's the other lie. The government only pays for about 1% of the NPR, but so they go, it's really a private organization. No, what they don't tell you, the sin of omission, is the money goes to pay the different stations all over the country, government money, to take and buy pay for the NPR shows. So the money is given to the studios to put on NPR in their station, but they say, oh, the government only gives them 1% of their funding. But if it wasn't for the fact of our taxpayer money going to the stations to put them on air, they wouldn't be on any stations. So that's, again, that double lie of government, right?
Yeah, it seems like there's absolutely no honesty left at all.
It goes on and on and on. I wish I'd forgot that abortion and selling baby parts to go with the Democrat Party. Those were two of the other things of the party. And it's continuing and getting worse. Now, here's another one. Just came up. Slay News. There in Minnesota, state Democrats blocked an amendment that would have required food containing insects to be labeled. The Republicans said that insects should be listed in the ingredients of food products, you know? So there was a bill, the SF-4225, an omnibus agriculture bill. And anyway, this was shot down. It required food to be labeled if it contains either insect products or artificial cell-cultured food like lab-grown meat. And it just said, if, you know, there's bugs in your food for protein, like cricket flour or whatever, it should be labeled. Consumers want to know. If your meat is cultured in a Petri dish, you need to know. And all the Democrats voted against this to inform the public. Now, these Democrats, there has to be something, because they can't tell me that they don't have mothers, sisters, wives who would cringe at the fact that they were eating ground cricket powder in their food. So there's got to be more to this, you know, than the meets the eye.
I'll tell you what it is, Joe. Okay, I'll tell you what it is, right? Joe, do you really care whether or not your sister or your brothers are eating bugs? Well, of course you do. But Joe,
I do.
Joe, here, listen. Here's $2 million, Joe. Now, do you still care?
I still care, but a lot of people for $2 million would quit caring in a heartbeat.
Well, you see, they buy these politicians are whores. These are right. Political whores. They're for sale. Look, the Democratic Congress, they're in lockstep. I don't care how horrendous, how wicked, whether it's child pornography, whether it's pedophilia, abortion, no matter how evil it is, they will be in lockstep. They're the party of Satan.
Right.
And the party of Satan will sell out anybody. They'll sell out their own children. And that's exactly what they're doing. So these politicians, the people that are willing to make tons of money, let these politicians know that, you know, if we make tons of money off this, you promote it, it'll come back to you. And that's just the way it works.
Well, I want to say something now, especially to the audience about you. For 50 years, you've been on the radio. How much money have you made doing radio all your life, spending most of your nights on the air?
Well, I tell you what, I haven't made any money doing that.
You haven't made any money. That was the answer. You have not gotten paid one bit for all the radio work you've done in 50 years, right?
Right.
Neither have I. All the years I've spent with you, you and I had enough talents. I had an offer many years ago to go on a speaking circuit and get paid, but, you know, if I just wasn't so preachy, you know, just kind of stick to the politics, cut out a little preachy, and you could make, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 a speech. You could have gone out and made a lot of money. You've got enough talent on radio. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here for 50 years.
Yeah, I've been offered by the secular, the major secular radio corporations offered me a job, you know, and I turned it down.
I'm sure. And that's the point of what I'm trying to tell the audience. We're here because God called us to be the watchman on the wall to warn them. These people were going to sell out their own families, their own children, grandchildren, sisters, wives, mothers, whatever, for money, and they're doing it. And that's why you can't trust people who will sell their soul, their families, their country, And this is what the Democratic Party is, the party of corruption. Now, we've got too many Republicans doing the same thing, the rhinos selling themselves for money, for power and votes. And that's why this country is in the mess, because people do not have the integrity anymore to say, hey, I'll live the way I am. I don't need to be rich. God has already blessed me. And just not enough people are willing to reject all the offers out there of the world, right?
Right. And, you know, it's the ironic thing is you keep hearing how the Democratic Party is the party of the working man. They keep this, but here it couldn't be farther. It could not be farther from the truth in their just the recently fundraiser they had. If you take a look at all of Hollywood and all of that there, and the vast majority of billionaires, the vast majority of billionaires are all Democrats. They're communists.
Yeah, and like you said, on Hollywood, these are not poor people. They're making a lot of it. Look at the media people. These people get paid huge salaries, way beyond what other people, even a lot of businesses, make. Now, I'm sure there's some big corporation CEOs that make huge money, but it's that privileged group that, you know, some of them, we did that story the other night about, what's her name, that congresswoman, she was talking about the moon is made of gases, and, you know, I mean, some of these people.
Sheila Jackson Lee.
Yeah, Lee. I mean, I'm sorry, but this lady is plain ignorant. She couldn't pass a junior high school science test.
She is not a lady either.
Oh, right. She's not a lady. A woman, but she couldn't pass a high school science test, and yet she was sitting on a big science committee, head of a committee, and I'm going, people, what are we doing? Use your heads. I mean, people like this do not need to be in elected office in positions of power and authority. It's like the system is totally, totally corrupt, totally upside down.
Well, it is.
We
and
need
if you
to change it.
If you look at the amount of their wealth when they entered into Congress, and then to compare it after they've been into Congress now, believe me, their salaries in Congress are not several million a year.
No, yet. Like 189,000, something like that.
Right. But take a look at when Nancy Pelosi went in there, she was worth a little over a couple million. When by the time she come out of there, what is it now? I think the last count, she was worth, what, over $100 million?
Something like that. It was either close to or over. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what sinks in my mind.
So, and if you take a look at the wealthiest politicians, both in the Senate and the Congress, the vast majority.
The Democratic Party has the most wealthy congressmen and senators.
Right. And there's only with a few exceptions with the Republicans, like Mitch McConnell. And
we know with his China connection, I know where they've gotten their money. He and his wife, who a lot of Chinese connection, shipping.
Same with Mitt Romney.
Yep.
And so, again, that should tell you something right there. We're in it because the cause is a righteous cause.
Oh, I'm here because God called me, and I had an argument or two, and he won.
Yep. Let's open up the phone lines.
This is what he told me to do.
Yep. Let's open up the phone lines and take some calls early tonight, because folks have been trying to get in. And so now the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call here.
Super. I got one quick one while you're waiting for the first call. National Collegiate Athletes Group makes rules men cannot compete in women's sports. It's a win for us. The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletes, the NAIA, made this decision, and it goes into effect August 1st in time for the 24-25 season. Now, it is not the big National Collegiate Athletics. They're currently being sued by a bunch of female athletes over their policy to allow the male athletes to compete against, you know, the wannabe women male athletes. So good news, the people are fighting back, and we're starting to gain ground.
Well, you know, the battle's going back and forth, and, of course, the ACLU's on the other side of that.
Oh, of course. That's given.
Yep. And so there you go. You hear the terrifying true force behind the censorship of the industrial complex. That is another one, another article here that I'm going to try to read here. Anyhow, because this thing keeps popping up. The foreign policy establishment that once thrived under the control of both political parties has used big tech and Biden regime to codify a war on wrong think.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe.
In other words, Christian conservatism.
Yep. It goes on to say this stifles dissent from the elites, narrative, a journalist and an online censorship analyst warned. What we're up against here is not pink-haired, ambient-gendered, LGBT, BLM, maximizing identitarian politics when we're talking about censorship in the Internet. Michael Benz, a former State Department official under President Donald Trump and founder of the Foundation for Freedom Online, said Thursday in an oversight project event at the Heritage Club, it is partisan politics driving censorship, said Benz, but the foreign policy establishment, conservatives and populists don't think that the American empire, that they don't think that the managers of the American empire, which is in the foreign policy establishment, or our State Department, our Pentagon, and intelligence services, when you go upstream on the Internet and censorship, and what is driving it, you will find a foreign policy establishment, Benz agreed. So,
yeah, pretty much it's added. We've got those other kind of, they form part of that world global power system. It's really part of that, too, an extension of it, right?
Right. Okay, we got some callers calling in. Who do we have out there?
We have Jack in San Diego.
Okay, Jack in San Diego. He's always got some input. Okay.
Well, I wanted to talk about the radio business. You know, the AM radio especially, I think, and conservative talk radio is under assault.
Well, you're telling me.
They want to keep it AM channel, keep it out of new cars. I've noticed in the last 2 years that a lot of conservative talk stations have gone all sports. But the latest assault, and I was wondering if you guys have heard about it, I saw on a financial station today, and that is George Soros is buying up a lot of our radio stations.
Oh, yeah.
We did that story the other night, kind of briefly.
Cumulus.
Yeah, you're right.
And I was wondering if you've heard of a radio station called Cumulus.
Cumulus.
No. Yeah.
Doesn't recall one on the list, but what he was doing is buying up things, and then they were buying these little stations and giving them different names, and they had bought up like 400 different stations, and were going to rename them all. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's one of his, because
but
they were in the process of doing
that. He might try to knock you guys off the air?
That's exactly what it means.
That's exactly, and then the other, they slowly start giving, you know, omitting certain stories and, you know, just slow. What they're trying to do is gradually, you know, force the news back over to a more liberal slant. Soros is being a little sneaky this time. They're not going to be big and bold about it, but eventually it's, you know, get rid of, you know, people like Pastor Ernie and I off the air.
That's well, you know, I took political science in college, and we talked about things like this. And, you know, on a lot of these smaller countries, when they have a revolution, the first thing they do is they want to take over the radio and TV stations so
sure.
they can control the message, the narrative. And I think that's what's going on right now. It's all part of taking control and changing our form of government, they want to control the airwaves.
Absolutely.
Well, it is. The whole battle about free speech. Remember, there's misinformation, disinformation. Everything that you've heard in the past couple of years is what? Trying to promote government speech against free speech. Same thing with COVID. The government experts were all wrong. They were lying to us, deceiving us. And it was only those doctors that would speak out that were bold enough to take the hit or lose their job or, you know, whatever. And, you know, freedom is never, never free. And it never has been in this world. And people have to start realizing it's something they have to fight for.
I got to say this real quick. That's exactly what Bloomberg did to us there in New York. He bought the stations up. But it wasn't just us. They've done that to a number of Christian, especially Christian conservative radio stations, the mom-and-pop stations especially. They bought them up and turned them to sports stations, or even sometimes would shut them down, but just to get people like us off the air. But we'll be back after this.
It was Soros.
Shackled by a heavy burden, neath the load of guilt and shame, in the hand of Jesus, he touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me. Oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. This blessed Savior, and since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while it turns.
Good. Has he touched you, folks? You better hope the Lord Jesus, you better hope he touches you. touched me, I tell you that.
Yes, indeed.
You know, that was Brian Park. And Brian used to attend our church. And also, if you remember Esty, Esty used to give Brian voice lessons. And so, you know, but, well, now she's singing in a heavenly choir, I guess. All righty.
Sure of that. She had a voice of an angel before. Only got better.
Let's go to Chicago with Barry. Hey, Barry, you're in the air.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. I had a couple comments. One is about what Mr. Biden is doing to Israel, trying to sell them.
Yep, that's what he's doing.
Even I believe a lot of Christians are forgetting that Israel belongs to God, and nobody's going to get it. And he'll take care of them that try. Even Israel has tried to sell it to make peace, or sell part of it, or give part of it away to have peace, and God doesn't allow them to. And my other comment was about the abortion. I think people should call it what it actually is. It's murder.
Absolutely.
Because when you abort something, and I've told people when I talk to them and get into that conversation that it's murder on it. And people seem to forget that, okay, where does the embryo come from? It doesn't just appear. It takes a man and a woman. People are just so foolish. It's like even Christians have gotten their heart and mind off the Lord.
Well, it's the disinformation, Barry, out there. You'll hear these people say, well, it's really not a human. Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of a woman giving birth to anything other than a human?
Not that I've heard of.
No.
I've also, they're more worried about animals. If you kill an eagle egg or a baby owl or something, you can go to prison for that. But, hey, we don't care about humans. And God, I got news for these people. They're going to have to answer to God, even Christians. And he's not going to accept their excuses.
You're right about that. Boy, are you absolutely right about it.
I'm going to let you go, but I appreciate, and I received your four-sheet newsletter. I don't remember exactly how many I've received, but I enjoy reading them.
You got a really good one coming up now, this week. It'll be, you'll get it within about 4 or 5 days.
Okay, great. Well, I drive a truck. I'm on the road, so I can only listen to you when I'm in the Chicago area.
Do you have a smartphone?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay.
I'm thinking about possibly getting one, but I wouldn't mind. But right now, I don't have one.
Okay, because a lot of truckers listen to us on their smartphones and all across the country. So we're on several different ways you can hear us. But thanks for calling. I got to go. But all righty, there you go. Now let's go out to, well, we have, you know what, let's do this real quick. These people, you know, it really disgusts me how they want to make a child killing. That is what they're all about. This is what we're all about. Let's help them out with this. I'm going to pray. And you folks out there, help pray with me out there. Listen, much prayer, much power. You know, these people, we're going to pray that either God brings them to repentance, or those that want death, those that want abortion, those that want to keep abortion legal, they want the death of the child. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, for those, you've said in your word that all of those that hate you, they love death. And Lord, you've set before them this day life and death, blessings and cursing. You told them to choose life. But if they choose death, they choose a curse. And so, Lord, my prayer for these people, Lord, so that you would put the fear of you in them. All of those people that want abortion legal in any way, shape, or form, that want it legal, my prayer, Father God, is that you return that death upon their own heads. Those that want illegal abortion, those that you return, that very death that they want, you return it upon their very heads, Lord. That's my prayer, Lord God, that you would put the fear of you into these wicked, wicked, evil people so that they would quit killing children. And, Lord, we know that the pedophilia and the child molestation, we know that the entire Democratic Party is just ripe with pedophilia and abortion and everything that you call a sin, they embrace. So these things we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. That's something that you don't hear very often in this world, imprecatory prayers from the pulpit. Their pastors are too afraid of offending people.
Well, we're for real here. We're for real.
The only one I'm worried about offending is my boss. I got this Jewish carpenter that's kind of... I got
yep.
this plaque somebody gave me. My boss is a Jewish carpenter. It was kind of a gift. But he rose again from the grave and sits on the right hand of the Father, right?
Yep, but his name's not Clifford, because Clifford's in New York. Hey, Clifford.
Uh-oh, Clifford.
Yeah, hi, you know, there was a little, just a dimming here with this eclipse, but, you know, a surgeon, a so-called abortionist, these hands-on abortionists, if their eyesight dims, they can't do that. So that's another good prayer for any transgender surgeon or abortionist.
Yeah.
Hands-on nurse or doctor, that the Lord just did in their eyesight so they can't see to do that. You know, that's a risk that some of these other surgeons, like I know a head surgeon, and we're saying, how is he doing? And, you know, they said, well, his eyesight's holding up, so he's still doing some surgeries. But, you know, if his eyesight goes a little bit, he can't do it anymore.
The other thing is the withering of the hands, the withering of the hands. You see that a lot of that in the Bible.
Yeah, yeah. So that can be a very, very specific prayer. Talking about Christopher Ray, Hosea chapter 7, verse 3, I think applies to him. You know, it's a combination of wickedness and lying. What do you think about that, Hosea chapter 7, verse 3?
Well, let me go over there and take a look at it and see. But you're probably right. It's I've watched him lie under oath. We've sat there and watched him, and just that little smirk he gets on his face, he knows he's lying under oath. But he knows also that we don't have a justice department, so that they're not going to be prosecuted. They make the king glad with their wickedness, and the princes with their lies. Yep, that you'd be absolutely right.
Right on. That's called a tell when somebody's talking about lying and they have a little something like that. It's called a tell, a giveaway that they're not being honest.
Yep.
Yeah. There was one podcast that was interesting. It's a comic. He has Sam Tripoli, tinfoil hat with Sam Tripoli, but he had a guest on that did a deep dive on. Fanny Willis, and they're finding out that she's in this Divine Nine fraternity that is kind of Freemasons and Illuminati, and, you know, they dug up some of her corruption. She was supposed to prosecute, she was supposed to prosecute these high school teachers that were getting paid off for grade inflation. And instead, she went after grammar school teachers that weren't in that venue and made false charges against them, according to what they're saying. And they're tied up with having to get lawyers and stuff like that. So she's a wise guy, Fanny Willis. And before this whole thing, she was seen at a big party at the residence of Kamala Harris.
Hmm. She's a wicked, unclean woman who running around with married men. And again, like I said, she's 100% pro-death. The Bible tells you in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 43, that her skirts are filled with the blood of innocence. And just like most all of those. In other words, she is a George Soros bought and paid for judicial whore. All of those that he put out there. You've got judicial whores, You've got media whores. You've got, pastoral in the pulpit whores out there today. In fact, some of them are the worst. But
what do you think of Whoopi Goldberg's comment?
I didn't think any of her comments, but what was the latest one?
Nothing she ever said.
The latest thing is
that
abortion is in the Big Ten. It's not in the Ten Commandments. She said that on her show.
Now, she said abortion is not in the Ten Commandments, right?
Right. It's not. Okay. It's not in the Ten Commandments. It's
okay.
Thou shalt not commit murder is not in the Ten Commandments, right? Thou shalt not kill, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. Right.
All righty. Yeah. It's just, let me tell you what's not in the Ten Commandments. And that is, what is the name of that so-called program they have that she's on?
Purview, The View, they call it.
The PU, The View. That's, it refused. Well, in the Bible, what those women do, we got other names. But virtually, it's unclean women. These are unclean women. But you know what I'm going to do? And for the folks out there here, Randall Terry and his group can buy ads on PU The View. They can buy pro-life ads and run them on there. They've got the money if they can get the money. And, folks, you can help them do that. We've already sent them some money. But you can do it by sending a donation to Randall Terry. Just make it out to Randall Terry. Let me see. And that is Post Office Box 420. That's 420. Ellendale. That's Ellendale, Tennessee, 38029. Again, that's Randall Terry. Post Office Box 420, Ellendale, Tennessee, 38029. And if you want more information, you can go up to terry24.com, the website. But they are raising money to run ads on The View and just make a look at their sin. I guess she's bragged about how many abortions she's had. She, I guess, was breeding with a number of different people, apparently, and bragging about how many abortions, how many babies she's killed. She's an extremely wicked woman, and there's a special hot place in hell. See, that's reality. That's what God's Word, the Bible, says, to warn the wicked, warn the bloody. And so how much time do I have? All right, well, thanks. I got to move on there, and it's time to give an invitation out there. Folks out there, if you're listening to me, let me tell you something. Right now, today, there's a whole lot of people that are in hell. They're not in the lake of fire yet, but they're in hell. They're in torment. And more and more are joining them every day. And not a hard thing to do. All they have to do is die. And that time is not their call. God decides the very instant your soul will be required of you. So if you're out there listening, think about this. Would you want to spend the rest of eternity with Whoopi Goldberg, with Joe Bama Biden, with George Soros? Would you want to spend eternity in torment with these wicked people? Well, guess what? The vast majority of people that are on the earth today will. They will. How do you know? Well, God says they will. And, again, like I said, God's record so far is absolutely perfect. God's word can't be broken. It can't be broken. And so here's what you do. I mean, I would, if you think about it, okay, folks, if you pick up the Word of God and study the Word of God, read the Word of God, but before you even read it, pray about it. God will open your eyes. But you need to do this. The first thing you need to do is you need to repent of your sin. That's what God says. You need to repent of your sin. And then you need to call on the name of the Lord Jesus. You need to ask the Lord Jesus, recognize the Lord Jesus took your place. He died a substitutionary death. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords died a substitutionary death. He took your place. He didn't have to. He did. And boy, I'm going to tell you, it's a lucky thing for you that he did. But it won't matter to you unless you do what he tells you. Unless you call upon his name. Unless you ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. He's got to be, you've got to place him first. This is what he says. You've got to place him before mother, father, sister, brother. Remember, he held back nothing. He took your place upon that cross. He held back nothing for you. He put you first. Now you must put him first. And if you'll do this, God will always, he will always, he's the only one that can always honor a commitment. He's the only one that can always honor a commitment. He's the only one that can always fulfill a promise and never even worry about not being able to fulfill the promise. He always comes across. He always honors commitments. And if you do that, you will become a new creature. You will become a new creature. Now, I don't think you're going to hear thunder and lightning and all of that, but let me tell you, he'll start speaking to your heart. And as a babe that learns to crawl and then learns to walk, you'll start to grow in the faith. And you will be on the path. You will be on the road of righteousness. You'll be on the road of eternal life. Folks, and again, like I said, you've got God's word on it. And so, if I were you tonight, and if you have not done that, you may run out of tomorrows tonight. I would do it tonight. I would say this, Heavenly Father, I would repeat right after me, right now, just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I come before you a sinner. Father God, you placed your Son upon the cross. He took my place. He died in my place. With my sins upon him. Right now, Father, I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins. Right now, Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to be the Lord of my life, all of my life, without any exceptions. Right now, I know that now I've become a new creature, a born-again believer, and heir of the kingdom, and now will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. Because I have God's word upon that. I hope you've done that tonight. I hope you've done that tonight. Let me tell you, you can never, will never, ever do anything that will mean as much to you as receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. He's the only one, Jesus said, there's only one way to the Father, and that's through him. I hope you've done that tonight. I really do. And so we're at that point. We're coming up to where we come to every night. Are you ready, Joe?
I sure am.
Okay, so every night we always say, good night.
Good night.
We always say, all you folks out there, God bless.
Bless.
And now we always say, and always, always, always. Now get ready. You ready?
Ready.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.